AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Access over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails continues to spark debate, especially among those who want more information about the 2012 Benghazi attack.
Hillary Clinton's now asked that her emails be reviewed by the State Department, winning praise from President Obama in a CBS interview.
I think that the fact that she's going to be putting them forward will allow us to make sure that people have the information they need.
But on NBC, Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not up to the State Department to review documents related to the Benghazi investigation.
The one thing I'll never agree to is let the State Department tell us what emails we should receive.
The head of the committee investigating Benghazi, Congressman Trey Gowdy, tells CBS the few emails investigators have received simply don't tell the whole story.
There are gaps of months and months and months.
Diane Kepley, Washington.
The first major Democrat has come forward to urge Clinton to fully explain her actions, Senator Dianne Feinstein. Iranian state TV is reporting officials are again willing to give international nuclear inspectors access to a site where purported experiments on high explosives may have taken place. The offer came as a two-member UN watchdog team arrived in Tehran for talks amid the country's nuclear negotiations with world powers. President Obama tells CBS that any agreement with Iran must allow Western powers to verify that Tehran isn't going to obtain an atomic weapon.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
U.S. drivers paying 21 cents more for a gallon of gas than they did 2 weeks ago. Analyst Troby Lundberg says the average price for unleaded is $2.54 a gallon.
To put this jump in perspective, the current price is still a discount to a year ago by 97 cents per gallon.
Apple CEO Tim Cook expected to unveil the company's newest device today and make the case for why the smartwatch is a must-have gadget. This is AP Radio News. South Korea's president paid a hospital visit to injured U.S. Ambassador Mark Lippert. There's been an outpouring of public sympathy and support for the envoy, who's recovering from an attack by a knife-wielding man. Hospital officials in Seoul say they expect to release Lippert on Tuesday. Amazing story out of Utah, where a baby survived a weekend car crash in a frigid river after being strapped in a car seat upside down for about 14 hours. Police Lieutenant Matt Johnson says a fisherman called police after spotting the vehicle in the Spanish Fork River.
Initially, we weren't sure how long the vehicle had been in there. So, they were not expecting to find anyone alive in the vehicle. In 14 hours of being out in the inclement weather and the temperatures, it's a miracle that anyone was found alive.
The toddler's mother, the driver, was dead. The 18-month-old is in stable but critical condition. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.